Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Q2 FY18 earnings conference call of Tata Coffee Limited, hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aniruddha Joshi from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Margaret. On behalf of ICICI Securities, we welcome you all to Q2 FY18 results conference call of Tata Coffee Limited. We have with us Mr. Sanjeev Sarin, MD and CEO, as well as Mr. K. Venkatramanan, Executive Director, Finance and CFO. Now, I hand over the call to the management for their comments on the quarterly performance. Thanks, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. This is Sanjeev Sarin, MD and CEO, Tata Coffee. At the outset, July, September has been a difficult quarter for Tata Coffee, though with its fair share of good things that have happened. The company's standalone total income has been rupees 190 crores, compared to rupees 211 crores of the corresponding quarter of the previous year. Company's standalone profit before tax for the quarter is at 31 crores, vis-a-vis 43 crores, and profit after tax is at 24 crores, compared to 32 crores for the corresponding quarter of the previous period. The chief drivers of this have been two. Our soluble coffee business has been impacted by some customers who have postponed their purchase in one geography, and declining realizations in our plantation products due to lower terminals. I'll talk about the markets. Arabica coffee terminals remained volatile throughout the quarter. The terminals traded at £126 at the beginning of the quarter, reaching a high of £143, and settling back to about £126 at the end of the quarter. The terminals last year at this time were running at £151 cents per pound. The London terminals for Robusta dipped through the quarter, closing at $2,021 per metric ton on October 3, compared to $2,167 per metric ton at the start of the quarter, and $2,000 per metric ton at the same time last year. The terminals today stand at about $1,900 per metric ton. As reading the trends in the coffee market in the last couple of months, we actually went and reduced our green coffee cover for instant coffee by about over 2 months to enable us to respond more competitively to customers in a softening market. Next year is an Arabica on year in Brazil, and there are expectations of a record crop, which may keep the terminal soft going forward. Pepper prices have declined by over 35% over the year. In fact, in 1 month in September, the prices dropped by over 10%. This has been an area of concern for the industry, with cheap imports from Vietnam impacting the market. Industry bodies like the Karnataka Planters Association have been working closely with the government to control these illegal imports at the earliest. Rain in Coorg has improved significantly compared to last year, though the overhang from the drought conditions of the last 2 years is still palpable in the region. Various estimates reflect a drop in the crop available for sale in the current season. Adequate rainfall has helped fill our rainwater harvesting tanks, and this portends well for the upcoming harvest, especially pepper, which is where it is an on-year. You may recall that in an earlier call I had mentioned that we have significantly enhanced our rainwater harvesting capacity to cover our plantation water requirements. Anomalies, on the other hand, had a significantly high rainfall in the second half of the quarter, impacting output in our tea estates. I'm also happy to let you know that there is a very good progress of our Vietnam Greenfield FDC project, and it is on track. We had the groundbreaking ceremony of the plant in August, an event attended by the Indian ambassador in Vietnam, apart from senior government officials from India and Vietnam, and leadership of the Tata Group. Our second phase of debottlenecking of our FDC plant is also complete, adding some capacity to our production in India. The Orthodox tea factory conversion project is now complete and we are doing final trial runs on the product. Orthodox teas remain an area of priority and this project will enhance our tea portfolio. Over the last few years, we have focused on intensive plantation of pepper vines in our estates to increase crop availability and setting up nurseries to grow good feedstock. Happy to tell you that these activities are well on track. Sustainably grown Indian pepper has a good demand with some key international and domestic customers. This works very well for us with our continued focus on sustainability and building direct customer connect. I'm also happy to tell you that our Kushalnagar facilities have been certified by Export Inspection Agency, making us export compliant. The company remains focused on premium differentiated coffees, resulting in microlots, single estate coffees, monsoon coffees as a means of differentiation and premiumization. And again, over here, there has been a positive add back to realizations of our coffees due to these efforts. Our instant coffee division continues to work on differentiated blend offerings, and we had a key breakthrough in the Southeastern Asian markets through these efforts. In our continuous efforts to expand into new geographies, I'm happy to tell you that we have now broken into Australia too. To counter environmental pressures, we have focused strongly on cost optimization with multiple cross-functional teams working in the different areas, which are starting to deliver positive results. And over the last few months, we now have a very strong key account team in place to help us reach the customers and focus in that area. An especially proud moment was when ILLI Global Awards held in New York, where Tata Coffee's single estate offering was awarded the best Indian coffee. Recognitions like this vindicate our efforts to constantly differentiate and premiumize our products to move away from the cyclical pressures of the commodity market. Also happy to tell you that Tata Coffee was awarded the Most Trusted Company Award presented by the IBC Infomedia Group. The consolidated company's total income was at rupees 387 crores for the current quarter, compared to 375 crores for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, on higher sales recorded of 8 o'clock during the current quarter. The consolidated profit before tax is lower at rupees 55 crores compared to 69 crores of the previous period due to lower profits of the standalone operations as well as that of 8 o'clock coffee. 8 o'clock had the benefit of low input costs in the previous year. 8 o'clock has had a good quarter in its bag sales with marginal share gain reflected early in October. In summary, Tata Coffee is firmly focused on the customer and value creation through premiumization, differentiation and disintermediation. These initiatives have helped us mitigate environmental pressures to an extent in the current quarter and will help us stay focused on our mission statement of long-term value creation for all stakeholders. I will now hand it over to my colleague Venkat, who will take you through the financial performance.
Good morning to all of you. Thanks for joining the analyst call. So as Sanjeev explained, we had some impact on account of lower sales volumes in instant coffee, as well as there has been some headwinds in terms of the lower realizations on the terminals. The total income of, is lower on account of the factor of the facts and of lower volumes, which we expect to be, you know, sort of temporary facing, and it should recover over the next two quarters. And also there has been impact on account of lower terminals, which Sanjeev had explained, as well as the pepper. So the plantation side of the story, due to, you know, lower prices, there has been impact on the profitability. However, the second point I want to mention is that the Tata Coffee business, plantation business, is also seasonal in the sense coffee, both coffee and pepper are harvested towards the Q3 and Q4. We have recognized, as per the Ind AS provisions, based on growth, we have recognized we have taken the initial recognition on the growth of coffee and pepper. Obviously, this, you know, since the harvest is not, starting only in Q3, Q4, the gains would be reflected over a period of time in accordance with the fair valuation rules. We also received dividend of 13 crores during the quarter from 8 o'clock coffee. As regards the, the standalone profit before tax is at 31 crores compared to 43 crores of the previous year, same quarter, and profit after tax is 24 compared to 32 crores. On the consolidated quarter, the total income, as Sanjeev explained, is 387 crores compared to 375 crores. 8 o'clock had a good quarter in respect of total income, and they had the benefit of lower input costs in the previous quarter, so their overall combined with the standalone and the 8 o'clock profits, the consolidated profit before tax is lower at 55 crores compared to 69 crores of the previous year's quarter. With this, I hand over for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking your question. Anyone who would like to ask a question, please press star and one at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Anyone who would like to ask a question, please press star and one. First question is from the line of Jayant Mamania from Care Portfolio Managers. Please go ahead.
Sir, I wanted to understand how frequently our end products, say, 8 o'clock prices are adjusted to the market prices of coffee. And what is beneficial to the company, rising prices of coffee or falling prices of coffee?
It's an interesting question. So one thing you have to understand and appreciate that your end consumer price is not linked to your cost of buying because it is determined by market condition and competitive position. And therefore, if you assume that the market prices are predetermined, there'll be some movement up and down on promotion costs, and some, if there's a deep drop in cost, everybody will bring their prices down one by one. But in the short term, a dropping coffee price is certainly beneficial for a branded player.
We have taken some measures for cost optimization. So to what extent, in terms of percentage, will it be beneficial to the company?
That's difficult to give you a percentage, but obviously our attempt is to mitigate to maximum effect which we can. See, in a situation like Venkat and I have explained, in a commodity which is cyclical and Forex is under pressure and the terminals are coming downward, our role is twofold. One is to maximize income through all the work we are doing in premiumizing our products, single estates, better realizations, going to new geographies which are more remunerative, and maximize our efforts in terms of sharply focusing on input costs, how we our agriculture produce, how we do pest management, what can be controlled over there, cutting out the frills. So both these are being looked at very, very closely by these cross-functional teams. I cannot give you the numbers. It will not be right.
Okay. But certainly there will be a beneficial to the company. Cost of.
Which is why the CFTs have been formed. Yes.
Sir, comparing the production, how the demand is growing, overall market for coffee is growing as compared to production?
So this question comes every now and then. All the data globally tells you that demand is outstripping supply. And over the long haul, this is going to continue.
So we being an integrated player, it will be beneficial as far as the plantation is concerned, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. So how we are doing in India?
In India, we don't have a business presence because all our products are actually exported. Our limited entry into India is through Tata Coffee Grand, which is being jointly done along with Tata Global Beverages. And there are some local manufacturer producers who are branding and buying some products from us. Tea is locally sold and pepper is locally sold.
Yes. Sir, to what extent that from conversion from CTC to orthodox tea will benefit to the bottom line?
Again, I cannot give you the number, but certainly orthodox has a better realization and therefore the margin certainly improve.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Sharad Shah from First Finance. Please go ahead.
Oh, good morning, everybody.
Morning, Sharad.
Actually, there is nothing new in this quarter. It's the same old thing since what we are seeing since last 20 quarters. Do you wish to throw some light on what is in store for the investors in the future?
Sharad,
we all know that it's a commodity business and it's a company run by God because of the rain. So, but can you explain to the investors why they should be in this company?
Okay. So, I think it's a relevant question, Sharad. Let me try and address it. Yes, in perpetuity, we are in the commodity category and that is where we have committed ourselves to play. So, couple of things which are changing and which I keep addressing in every of our conversations. So, let me start about this entire thing about commodity play. In the last 1 year, the very fact that we have now made ourselves self-sufficient in terms of rainwater harvesting is a significant move, Sharad, where vagaries of rain going forward will not have the same impact which they've had in the past. Our efforts in terms of managing foliar sprays and all that have health of our plant is exceedingly strong. We have introduced significantly enhanced mechanized harvesting in our tea, which is enhancing productivity. Our coffees are reaching micro lots, are being recognized for quality, and our certifications are being marketed to roasters. Our direct sales to roasters have more than doubled in the last 1.5 years. Our sales to leading manufacturers of ICD and long-term tie-ups have significantly increased. And like the previous person asked, going forward, a demand-supply gap which comes is going to sustain. All these actually tell you that what is happening inside the company is of significant difference to move away from commodity cycles. And the fact that another year from now, Vietnam is going to be up with by far the best available technology in the industry space to produce high-quality coffee tells you that Tata Coffee is on the completely right track.
Additionally, Sharad, as you are aware, we have also been emphasizing about our expanding pepper cultivation. So that's also we expect. As you are aware, we are probably the largest integrated player in coffee in this side of size and scale. So the business is well integrated, and with the better utilization of the land, with the focus on specialty coffee, expanded pepper, I think we have a good case.
Let me add to the pepper piece. We have now been certified as an export, and therefore that market opens up for us. We are going aggressively on white pepper, which is again a value-added effort. And because of all this value-added effort, export certification, and sustainability, the kind of customers we are dealing with, Sharad, which I mentioned even earlier, is of a significantly different quality.
Sir, two things I want to, because I have been invested in your company since last 15 or whatever years, okay? In 8 o'clock coffee, I have observed that too much of speculation is being done in the futures market. And the reason given is that you want to hedge, you want to buy for future consumption in US and all that. But always I see that you end up making losses all the while. And you are not at the hot seat previously, but I have been following up this. There is too much of speculation that you all indulge in. It might sound like an allegation, but it is there.
Sharad, I will have to actually disagree with that, because our jobs as managers and businesses running is to protect the interest and keep the business stable and not get into speculation, for that is not our specialization. We know coffee, we know the market, we know branding, we know coffee buying, and we know quality of coffee, and that is where our focus is. All the coffee purchases which you're talking about, there is a board-appointed committee which approves bandwidths of purchases.
And also, Sharad, as you are aware, I see there is underlying, there is nothing that they are one of the fourth or fifth largest player. In that sense, there is always underlying in terms of consumption. There is no speculation at all. And we have also seen over the year, the coffee prices are volatile, so you probably when you one quarter to quarter, there is some, because last year, same quarter, we had the benefit of lower cost. So that, and typically you are also aware that roasters carry a longer inventory in their profile. So that is also to ensure that there is and it's also seasonality to be protected.
Yeah.
So overall, we don't see that speculation element absolutely is not there. Underlying is perfectly 100% there is underlying. There's nothing.
We have to appreciate, Sharad, that we are accountable to shareholders, and we have to do what is in the best interest, long term of shareholder wealth creation, and doing things right for the business. And speculation is not part of that.
Okay. And on paper, last year how much we produced? And this year, what is your... See, you will say we will not comment on the future, but now that the rainfall is good and all that, how much pepper will you grow this year?
I've told you it's an on-year coming in for pepper.
Yeah, last year was an off-year pepper, right?
Yeah.
Last year I've been around 600 tons per year.
So you will give a production number which you foresee will happen, or you will not?
Sorry?
You can put a number of how much tons you will be able to make this.
No, I will not say, give that to you, also know that.
Yeah, I know that, but I always keep on.
No, you will keep trying, and we have to keep telling you.
So the on-air, Sharad, is the past.
Thank you. We'll move to our next question, which is from the line of Amar Kankuldrekar from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity.
Hi.
First, I have an bookkeeping question. So you booked about 7 crore gains on biological assets. This is essentially preponement from Q3 and Q4, right?
Yeah, it will be for the year, depending on the growth. See, we have measured the growth, quarter on quarter, because the coffee is again, harvest happens in Q3 and Q4.
But in old accounting, this would have been realized in Q3.
Yeah, old accounting, I tell you, Amar, the old accounting, what used to happen, which we were very comfortable, was also that these, the harvest, at the time of harvest, we used to carry at cost. Okay, cost on net realizable value, whichever is lower, and then we used to book the profits on sale. Currently, under Ind AS, we are no longer allowed to do that. We have to fair value these assets. So obviously, we have to look at the growth and then start, doing the fair value measurement. So to that extent, if you want to look at it in preponement, there's a different kind of, before the harvest, we have to fair value the growth based on the growth percentage.
And this growth, I must add, is very scientifically done and validated by auditors before it is accepted.
That I'm certain, obviously, you will have that part. The second question, sir, is on instant coffee. You, I think, mentioned that instant coffee volumes were down during this quarter in India. So I have two questions. One is, what is seasonality in instant coffee volumes between quarter one to quarter four? I mean, is it, again, seasonally very bunched up? That is number one. And number two, during this quarter, what happened because of which your volumes were down?
So, there is a marginal seasonality for coffee because of winter months, coffee consumption does go up because of the need for the hot drinks. But it's not a significant one like maybe in the carbonated drink. There is some seasonality in the quarter three, quarter four for instant coffee. And like we explained in quarter two what happened, there is one geography where some customers had to reschedule or had to change their order buying patterns due to internal issues which they had, which is why in this quarter we've had this little slump. But again, happy to tell you that they are back on track.
So this is just quarter to quarter movement. This is not volume lost.
No, it's a quarter movement. No, what is for this particular customer, that particular period, there would be a bit of a loss in volume, but the customer is back on track. And our challenge is to recover those volumes that we have lost with this customer through new customer acquisition.
Okay. So for full year, do you expect utilization and dispatches to be sort of full utilization level, which was the case even in the last year?
So that is our intent, yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gagan Thareja from Kotak Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. You indicated that you've completed the debottlenecking of your freeze-dried capacity. Can you give some idea of how much capacity incrementally gets added with the debottlenecking?
It's done in two phases. Yeah. One was done late last year and it got completed this year. It's adding, I think, about 10 or 12, 10 to 15% incremental capacity to our FDC plant.
Okay. And could you also sort of confirm, I think you indicated that the Vietnam plant gets commissioned in a year's time from now?
Jan 19.
Jan of financial year or calendar year 19?
Calendar year.
Okay, Jan 2019. So in the interim, I presume your spray ride capacity is more or less fully utilized.
Yes.
And you get some purchase from your freeze dried capacity, but not too significant. So in the interim, you are dependent only on these available capacities for.
So let me tell you the difference. Yes, the capacities what you're saying are right.
Yeah.
Couple of things that are happening in the system is our entire geography portfolio, geographical market portfolio is being rejigged to enter more attractive markets. I mentioned to you that we are opening into Australia as an example. So one is to get higher value in the right markets. Secondly, while our spray our capacities are there, there is a significant move to drive harder on the agglomeration where capacities are available and therefore convert more and more spray into agglomeration. The third area of growth which we are focusing very sharply on is to produce more and more of ready-to-retail SKUs where we have some capacity and therefore look for customers where we can add value through giving them ready-for-shelf SKU supplies plus the FDC debottleneck.
Okay. Could you maybe give some idea of how your brand is working out? How's Tata Grand faring in the market?
So Tata Coffee Grand they've expanded the portfolio. It was earlier launched as an instant coffee, which was FDC and agglomerated mix. We have launched a RNG coffee, which has been tailor-made for the market, and they've also launched a hot tea shop blend. So in the last four, five months, actually a lot of effort has happened to expand the portfolio of Tata Coffee Grand as the umbrella brand in these coffees. And also in the focused markets where there is instant coffee, the traction levels are strong. The repurchase cycles of people who are trying it are strong, and therefore the challenge really is to keep growing, get more trials in, and build the brand.
Okay, and you indicated that on an aggregate basis the supply demand situation is in favor of demand.
Yeah.
But if you look at markets on a regional basis, I mean your competitor indicated that the speed ride market seems to have excess supply vis-a-vis demand. I'm sort of it's a bit difficult to reconcile the statements from, you know, the two big companies in this business.
I am giving you the numbers given by Euromonitor and the coffee category, which tells you the overall aggregate demand of coffee as a business is in favor of demand between now and into the near future. I am not talking about spray dried or abdominal or FPC. The very fact that we are focusing on our expansion in freeze dried and not on spray tells you that we are in the area which is expanding.
Okay. And you also indicated that next year probably for Arabica coffee will be a bumper harvest, and therefore the future seem to have slided out.
I have not said bumper crop in Arabica. I told you pepper is an on year.
But I think in the initial remarks you did indicate that Brazil is going to have a good Arabica.
Brazil.
But you are predominantly Robusta, both from a plantation point of view and from a spray dried, from instant coffee point of view. Could you give some idea on how the supply demand fares for green Robusta?
So we are also seeing a high crop in Robusta right now from Vietnam, but it's a bit early. We'll only know by January finally when the rains and what the positions are. So the Robusta production also seems to be coming on a high.
Okay.
Let me address this. You know, we are a very interesting organization because the terminals come down, but our ICD performs better. And if the terminals go up, our green coffee business kind of performs better. So we kind of balance each other out.
We also have a mix of Arabica and Robusta in our portfolio.
Thanks. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Bharat Seth from Quest Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, sir.
Good morning,
Bharat. Sir, you said that we are becoming a self, with the water reservoir, self-sufficient.
Yes.
So just can you elaborate, how it will exactly help and say continuous drought of 2 years also, will it help or how?
So, in the last 2 years, what rainfall has been deficient?
Yeah.
In the Karnataka region, which has impacted crops across.
Okay.
The fact that all our efforts to maintain and harvest and foliage have, our drops have been lower than industry.
Okay.
Water is fundamental for Robusta crop and for pepper crop.
Correct.
And if we are able to therefore have our own captive water supply, which therefore de-link us from fluctuations in rainfall, it is significantly better for our crop output, and that is what we have done.
Okay. That is, and sir, you said also that we have done a lot of, several states for cost optimization.
Yes.
So in the scale of 1 of 10, where we are and when we expect that full benefit, to realize what time frame approximately?
Our focus really has been to get a maximum benefit into this financial year, and some of the efforts will obviously flow into the future by making us more cost leaner. So that's a dual impact.
Okay. So, and any benchmark that we have set by how much that will really help in terms of financial?
I'm sorry, I can't answer that question. But again, like I told Sharad, our effort is to maximize whatever we can, which is in our hand as a management team, to drive.
And sorry, I don't have one number. Sorry for my ignorance. But what is our, a mix of Arabica and Robusta?
Arabica is around 2,000 tons and Robusta will be around 6,000.
And how is the price movement of Arabica and Robusta? Or Robusta, you said that crop looks very high and price is softer. So on Arabica side?
So, in my opening, I mentioned to you, last year around this time, the rate was about 150 cents per pound. It is down to about 125 per pound.
Okay.
That's on the Arabica. Yeah.
Arabica.
And how do, how do look this trend to remain? And will this help, not to maybe Tata Coffee stand alone, but it can help at a clock?
That's an interesting observation. Like somebody had asked me earlier, in the branded business, a coffee cost drop certainly helps the business.
because the branded play, your price stability is significantly higher, consumer end price.
That also benefits our instant coffee portfolio.
Okay. And sir, I mean, now overall, I mean, business mix, how we value-added product vis-a-vis, I mean, Tata Coffee standalone, we look, I mean, going ahead in next 2 years, how that mix is going to change?
If you consider instant coffee as a value-added business,
okay,
of coffee, within the next year and a half, you're going to add 5,000 tons, which is from 8,000 tons today, becomes 13,000 tons. There's a significant jump in this entire portfolio. And within that, we are going for the higher end of the instant coffee, which is freeze-dried, and
yeah,
therefore significantly moving towards that area. All our efforts in the last one and a half years on the green coffee side have also been around moving forward, getting higher quality of beans, higher realizations from what we are producing. And the fact that we're dealing more and more direct with roasters is giving us a stronger imprint with them and building relationships which are long-term, certainly helpful for the business.
So how real, I mean, that the, I mean, this 13,000 additional 5,000 you said instant coffee,
yes,
that does, it factors the Vietnam plant also, correct?
Yes, that's right.
As well as the debottlenecking, what you said.
Yes.
That understanding correct.
Yes.
So in financial term, how it will now will be value added, will look like after 2 years vis-a-vis, I mean, current and in percentage terms of the total revenue? Well, subject to, I mean, taking current prices of Robusta and Arabica remain same.
See, overall, currently the instant coffee and plantation portfolio is 55-45, something around that.
Mm.
So we expect the instant coffee portfolio in terms in real terms in terms of percentages to go up.
Okay. And how much growth we are really? You said that demand will outstrip the supply. So overall, I mean, every year consumption of the coffee growing at what pace?
So public documents seem to indicate about 1-2% supply demand gap over the next coming years.
Okay. And sir, would you like to throw something more on 8 o'clock? What is the strategy now?
So 8 o'clock has very consciously been doing two couple of things. One is they are focusing, they are reworking on their distribution agreements with Keurig on their single serve.
Okay.
Their effort is to move customers more and more from single, from their small bags to upping it to larger bags and trying to getting customers to stay with them through going into larger. This was related to what I said last time with the Walmart agreement. They're also adding a lot of new products. We had mentioned last time or even that they've got new variants which have been brought in. Pure Brazilian breakfast blend, Colombian blend. They've got additives, mixes which have come in. In fact, very interestingly, they launched turmeric-infused coffee. They've got a lavender-infused coffee, identifying different segments for the consumers to get into. So very clearly, they've taken the note, taken the role of being more innovative and giving the consumer more options to look at on the shelf.
And so, is it correct understanding pod market is growing at a faster pace than the, our...
market?
Pods.
Pods. I mean, Keurig, with whom we have tied up,
yeah,
is growing at a faster pace than the on the shelf our whatever 8 o'clock brand we have.
It is your what you're saying is right, that it is growing at a faster pace than regular coffees. The U.S. you will appreciate is a highly deeply penetrated coffee category.
And I understand that we had also planned to go, I mean, this pod market, I mean, on our own in Australia. So, in there any, I'm not aware, I mean, further movement of that. So,
I am not aware of our plans of getting into the pods. If you're talking about MAP in Australia, but that is something what Tata Global Beverage is doing and not Tata Coffee. That's the branded end of the place, the Tata Global Beverages.
Okay. And which geography you find is more interesting as a value-added product vis-a-vis, I mean, current, you said that we are going for more, I mean, interesting geography.
So I have to be, we have actually identified through a lot of work key geographies which we believe are more attractive for each segment of the business we're operating in.
I don't think it's right for me to tell you which markets we are focusing on because these are internal business areas. But we have very clear strategy which markets we are going to be targeting to rebalance our business.
Which are, I mean, if it's can share, I mean.
Sorry?
Which so are the...
Yeah, we export to various markets, Bharat.
So only
Russia is one of the key geographies, then Southeast Asia, then Europe. Because we have the, you know, the green beans also which go into the various markets, the European markets. So we are, you know, presently across 40 countries.
But we are certainly...
Africa is again a key market for us.
We are certainly trying to reduce dependencies on very large markets we've been focused upon. And expanding our geographical expanse so that our portfolio is far more balanced.
Okay, thanks. And all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Rahul Jagmani from SKS Capital and Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. On that order which was postponed, I mean, was it volume loss? Because, I mean, you guys said it was volume loss and you didn't regain the volume. So, what is the order getting postponed?
Like I explained over there, there are two things. One, there's a postponement. There could be a short-term loss, which the challenge, therefore, is to get customers who will recoup that short-term loss of the quarter. So, it's a mix of both.
Okay. And what could be the quantum? Like, what is the quantum of this order?
I don't think we should be getting down that road, but the fact that we are open enough to tell you that there's been loss because of that, it has impacted us.
Okay, fine, thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Doshi from Care Portfolio Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I could not understand that in the press release it is mentioned that value-added business was impacted by higher input cost. Whereas it is, you mentioned that lower realizations impacted plantation business. So it is kind of a contradictory statement. So if you can help us.
Not contradictory, I will explain to you. One is value added, which is instant coffee business. We normally carry forward inventory of green coffee. Okay. And the fact, therefore, that you are using green coffee of a price which has been purchased at a certain moment of time, that is impacting your costs as the green coffee costs decline. I also explained to you that seeing this, we have actually consciously cut back our supply chain inventories down to significantly lower levels so that we are closer to what the market can look at. And which is what is the area which you're talking about that is impacting our value-added products. And the green market realization is linked to real-time terminals impacting our green coffee sales to roasters and also our buying of green coffee from international markets for our instant coffee, which will start flowing in.
So we have, since the portfolio is also, we have the green beans which has Arabica and Robusta mix, and then instant coffee where we import coffee. So it's a mix of portfolio.
Right. Okay. And also, it was mentioned that we have achieved a breakthrough with key customers in Southeast Asia.
Yes.
And Australia. If you can elaborate in detail about it.
I can't give you the details, but the fact is that there are certain customers who are very fussy and there are certain markets which are very demanding in the kind of specifications they expect in kind of products. And through our efforts in product development, the very fact that we were to break through and get our foot into the door is of a significant achievement. And somebody had just asked me of rebalancing geography. Australia, which we mentioned, has been a focus market. And which is what is exciting was that we've been able to make an entry over there.
Right, but those geographies can be as big as Russia or some of our...
No. Russia is by far the world's largest coffee-consuming country.
No, but...
we are a small coffee player globally, yeah? So therefore every interesting market and we diversify our geographies is good for us.
Okay. And if you can help a bookkeeping question, our investments have reduced from 97 crores to 40 crores. So, borrowings have increased from 130 crore to 220 crores. So, if you can help me with that.
Yeah,
No, one is of course the standalone because two, three things happened. One, the last quarter we infused equity into the Tata Coffee Vietnam, about the 6 million or so. Then we had of course the dividend payout during the quarter. So these both will be the major reasons.
Regarding investments?
Yeah.
And borrowings?
Borrowing similarly, just see, for example, working capital, you know, little bit of inventory we carry excess. So it's a, you know, it's a cycle which goes through.
Okay, but going forward, I think since we have decided to keep an inventory of 2-3 months or lower than earlier, so our working capital requirement would be low.
Yeah, it will be stable. In a sense, we don't expect any spikes.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question from the line of Vinay Jain from Siddhesh Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir.
Hi.
So how are we preparing to fill the 5,000-ton freeze-dried capacity, and how much capacity do you expect to be filled when the capacity goes online, the facility goes online?
So I mentioned also that we have a strong key account team which we have put in place. Two things. One is this helps us get into the marketplaces which we are focusing, which we have identified for the growth. You have to appreciate that we have not put up the plants only as a production unit. We have identified the markets which we have to address before we have put this plant up. And I'd also mentioned when we launched Vietnam that we've gone into the region where there are trade packs which make it beneficial to sell out of Vietnam. Those are the markets we are going to target. So mix of getting our teams in place and therefore the right customers being in the right geographies, which is what is convincing us that, listen, there is an opportunity, and the fact that there is an overall demand-supply gap which is going to keep emerging, we are pretty confident that things should be in place.
Are any of our existing clientele promising more volumes from us in freeze-dried?
Repeat the question.
Are any of our existing clientele promising more volumes from us in regards to freeze, right?
You know what is happening is an interesting question. Every customer has a portfolio of products at different price segments. What this will help us do is, because of our higher, significantly higher standards and qualities which we can generate also out of this place and competitiveness, we believe we can also enter, expand our share of in our existing customers too.
Okay. So can you give me the margins we have on freeze-dried and spray-dried separately?
I'm not too sure we can do that.
Very difficult to share. I mean, the
some kind of a rough figure.
I'm uncomfortable giving margin structures, but you have to believe that the fact that we are focusing on freeze-dried, that is the right place to be through premiumization.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one if you wish to ask a question at this time. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, with this we conclude today's conference call. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for coming on board. I again repeat, it has been a tough quarter for the company, but I do hope you got a feel of all the actions that we are taking, and taking the company in the right direction, that as we move forward, we move further and further from commodity cycles and take charge of the business and become and take it forward. And I'm very, very keen and happy to see Vietnam come on board so that all the questions each one of you have of future growth are closed once and for all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.